like rocket fuel.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
can try to shake it off, try it all you want, it won't do you no good. Said it won't do you no good. And I said, kiss your baby goodbye. Come on, love, it's alright. Heaven knows they wanna break you apart. Yeah. Kiss your baby goodbye. Come on, now it's alright. You never know unless you give it a try. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love now, baby.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. This is Kayla, and...
Hi, I'm Danny. I'm usually here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like our show now, let's be real. So you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And the first song for you was a song by The Smiths called Panic, and I feel like we might have played that last week, but... you know, more Smiths the better. So
it's a good short song.
Yeah, it's good.
Listen to it again.
Yeah,
why not?
And that last one was No Good by Kaleo. They had that big hit.
Yeah, I remember actually.
Way Down We Go.
Yeah,
that was their hit.
I didn't care for that song much, but like.
Actually, I kind of like that album.
Okay.
That was the first track off that album called AB, and they're Icelandish.
Very poppy. They're Icelandish?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, good for them for finding success.
Yeah. I mean, I think they moved to the U.S.
Yeah.
You know,
I imagine so. Probably moved to like L.A. or something.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what everyone does.
You got to do that if you want to stay in that business sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that record. It's a good, it's solid. Like, some songs are very, like, yeah, like, this is kind of commercial, but a kind of good way. That's how I feel about the AM record by Arctic Monkeys. Like, it's commercial, but it's really good. It's, like, it's good commercial music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take your word
for it. When I mean commercial, I just mean, like, more like that typical, like, AB, like, verse-chorus structure and, like, you know, what you expect to hear on the radio. Like, and very produced and polished, but...
Yeah, like the rock songs don't have drums, they have claps. And
formulaic.
Yeah, and at one point in the song, they have to do something like, you know what I mean? They have to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, sometimes it's like, wow, I'm not into it. And sometimes it's done really well, so...
I'll agree with that.
I like that album, but the one song they have on that album is actually in Icelandish, and that one's probably like the best song.
Interesting.
It's really good.
I'll have to
Speaking
listen
of
to those
Icelandish,
guys
more. You know, Sigur Rós is a big Icelandish.
Yeah, band. I love Sigur Rós.
Yeah, yeah. And that guy just like makes up his own language, basically. I think that's what my producer told me, that some of it's like just he just makes it up. It's just
I respect
gibberish.
That.
Yeah,
because
it's
like.
Gibberish.
He's making it work, even though it's gibberish. I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's what it is. Do you think we should play a Sigur Rós song?
I mean, I'd be down with that.
Maybe later in the show.
Their songs tend to be on the longer side, which
yeah,
is okay.
So maybe we can end with that. Yeah.
I like that.
They're very, like, mellow and droney, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you
I mean,
know.
Not always, but yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. It's good old Icelandish rock, if anyone knows that stuff. But anyway, so my parents are lovely people and listen to our show. So I always play some songs for them. And my dad mentioned he's on a Cars kick right now. And, like, they're solid. They're solid. Also a very
yeah,
commercial
band.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, in the 60s and 70s, like, popular music, like, a lot of popular music that was on the radio was actually good.
I agree with that.
You know, like, obviously the Beatles, and then, you know, you had classic rock popular, and a lot of it's good. Some of it's not so good, but that's more, honestly, I know everyone loves, that's any era, you're right. But honestly, people love 80s music. I'm not a big fan of 80s
music. I love 80s music.
Yeah, but, like, what kind of 80s music?
Britpop. I like some...
Yeah, but Britpop was, like, when I, like, think Britpop, I think of Oasis, and that was the 90s.
Yeah, but it predates them.
Yeah. I guess I'd have to listen to more of that. You should show me some.
I mean, the Smiths, they were 80s.
They're Britpop?
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of like were like the face of Britpop. They like kind of founded Britpop almost.
You know, that makes sense because isn't Britpop kind of like the working class?
Well, yeah, but also
perspective or something like that.
A lot of the music coming out of there wasn't going in a poppy direction, and the Smiths kind of brought it that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you have the Smiths and, like, The Cure and those kind of people, which are, like, good from the 80s, but I'm just talking about, like, those.
I love The Cure because they have some stuff that's poppy and then some stuff that's just out there.
Yeah.
And I love that. You have to, like, listen to their album start to finish because, like, especially if you put on, like, Disintegration, like, you're going to get Love Song, which is, like, a hit. You know what I mean? That's such a popular song. But then you're also going to get, like, the actual title song, Disintegration, is not, like, something that they would play on the radio.
Yeah, that's pretty...
In a good way.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm just thinking of, like, you know, the drums with the toom, toom, toom.
I mean, it depends.
I really don't like that.
I was...
or, like, sometimes too much synth. Although,
I
it was,
synth.
Like...
I love 80s synth, especially. It's
okay,
great.
Okay. It's great. We can disagree on this.
It's
but,
okay.
Like,
we
I
disagree.
Don't know. I also love my dad, but he tried to get me into Pat Benatar, and I'm just, like, I'm just not getting into it.
I remember you told me his Pat Benatar story.
Oh, okay. So, I got two requests.
Okay.
The first one is Moving in Stereo by The Cars, because I just mentioned The Cars. And then my mom wants to play Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
You want to know something
and
about
you know,
The Verve?
I'm very surprised by that. I didn't even think she knew that song.
I think everyone knows that song.
I
but
mean, I didn't think she knew the name of the song.
Oh, okay. Do you want to know something interesting about The Verve? Is before they put out the record that had Bittersweet Symphony on it, they were... Not only were they a different band, they were great. And, like, I'm not saying that they weren't great after that. It's just,
I listened to that album once, and I was like, it's not bad, but it's not, like, great.
They were kind of shoegazy, and they were, like, big from where they're from. I forget where it is right now. I know
they're
it's
English, right?
Yeah, it's somewhere in the UK, I think.
Most of the reason why I listen to their album, because they're English, and I like a lot of English music.
Yeah, but they were interesting, and they were really good. And... They got a little more poppy, but that's okay. But, like, remember that book I had on Britpop that I was showing you? They were in there. Like, they were featured in there with, like, Oasis and, like, the Stone Roses and stuff like that. So, I like The Verve. They have good songs.
Yeah.
Bittersweet Symphony, I've heard it a million
stuff.
Times.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone has. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll have to listen to the early stuff because I only listened to that album.
I recommend it.
Yeah. You know, I'm all about that British indie rock.
Oh, but you know what? I was just going to say...
British rock, really.
While we were on the topic of, like, synth and stuff, ever since the newest Spotify update where they put everything you've, like, your liked songs category, you know what I mean? Where it's just literally everything you've ever saved to your library or whatever. So I have, like, 4,500 songs in my liked songs. Possibly more. And lately, I've just been shuffling that around. Just like,
While I drive, like I hook it up to my car speakers. The most random things.
You kind of do.
There.
Things that you forgot you saved, or like sometimes I saved albums that people were like, you got to listen to this. And I'm like, okay. And I never actually did.
Yeah.
And then they come up on the shuffle, you know? But I was shuffling it, and I've been getting a lot of New Order, and I've been getting a lot of Depeche Mode lately. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Depeche Mode. That's like, I would group them with like The Cure and The Smiths as like that rock that wasn't radio rock. You know what I mean?
Well,
was radio rock, but it wasn't the toom toom drums rock.
No, like, it kind of was.
No, but like it wasn't the same as...
They were very synthy.
What's that dude, the song that we were talking that you liked? I Can Feel It.
Oh, Phil Collins?
Yeah, like that's what I think of when I think of 80s. And like honestly, like the songs, it's pretty good, but like I'm just not into it.
I'm trying to think. No, Depeche Mode was very synthy.
Yeah, but like weren't they more like... I want to say they were a little grittier than like that.
Yeah, definitely. They had a grittiness to them, but that's why I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
Like their biggest hit, I think, was Enjoy the Silence. I think that's a great song.
Yeah. I guess we're going to have to play that after we play the requests.
Okay.
Okay.
And then New Order is so good.
Yeah, we'll do that too. We got a whole show coming up.
Yeah, we do. So, you know the story of New Order?
No, I don't.
They were Joy Division before the lead singer of Joy Division took his life. And then they turned around and became New Order.
With a new singer?
Yeah. And way different music too. But they succeeded at that wildly as well. So those guys are smart and talented that they were able to reinvent themselves.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the same thing with the Foo Fighters, with Dave Grohl.
Yeah, but the jump from Joy Division to New Order was a more, I don't want to say a more significant leap, but like a greater leap in terms of different genres, basically. Yeah. Whereas Nirvana to Foo Fighters, like...
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. We're back. Hello. And Danny's playing Pokemon Go.
Sorry, I'm battling Team Rocket right now.
Yeah, he's really...
You gotta tap a lot. You know how phone games are. You gotta tap a lot. Yeah, you gotta swipe and tap.
It's really funny watching you play that because you look like an idiot. You're just like, on your phone, and I'm like,
what? Let's be real. Is this the only time I look like an idiot?
No. I'm kidding. I say that with love. I only say that with love.
I appreciate
that. Don't worry. But...
So, you know, what did you think about the contrast between the Joy Division song and
Yeah, it
the
was a contrast.
Song?
I mean, well, when it's a different singer, obviously there's going to be some
differences. But I mean, I could have chosen a different Joy Division song. Like, I could have chosen, like, Love Will Tear Us Apart, and you'd be like, okay, maybe it's not as big, but, like, I chose New Dawn Fades, not only because that's my favorite song, but also because I feel like that song just perfectly shows the kind of dark grittiness to that Joy Division had.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good juxtaposition.
I'd say I like the New Order song better.
They're both great songs.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just like the New Order song. It was more my vibe.
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes down to just fundamentally how, like, our taste in music and how they differ, whereas you like the more kind of happier stuff. Not necessarily happy stuff.
No, but that's weird, because I don't really like... I don't really listen to a lot of... ton of happy stuff.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like indie rock, for the most part, inherently... sounds a little happier than the stuff I listen to,
which
is
a little.
Generally just sad stuff. I listen to pretty sad music.
Yeah, but the thing is, I only write sad songs.
You do, that's true.
I write very angsty, not happy songs. None of them are happy. I feel like maybe one or two, but I don't play those a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know. Whatever.
I dig it, though.
Oh, my God. The next one, the one I'm writing right now is a little much. I think I might change it.
You're going to have to show me.
Yeah, I'll show you sometime. It's, like, not even close to being done, but I can still show you.
I would love to hear it. I got the scoop before everyone else does.
Yeah, you do. You do. And
I feel special.
I might record in the winter.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know. There's some stuff maybe on the horizon. Because I have a couple songs right now that I think are some of my favorites that I've written that I haven't recorded yet. And I'm like, I should do that sometime.
Yeah. Get them out there.
Yeah. Also, just because it's fun. You know? I like it. I like working with a dude I work with. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah, so you'll keep us posted on that.
I can definitely keep you posted. It's not 100%. It's just an idea in my head. Oh, whoa. You're right.
I can't believe
we
it's already quarter
done a
of
PSA.
11.
Yeah.
Our show is over in 15 minutes, so
oh
I definitely got to get a PSA in.
I know, and we can't really stay too late. I have to be at work early tomorrow. I have to be at the Arlington Police Station at 9:20 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you're doing a ride-along, right?
Yeah, I'm filming a ride-along.
That's
I don't
cool.
know what they're... talking about during this ride along. Just this lady that works with us asked me and another intern, she's like, can you guys come tomorrow? And we're like, okay, whatever. I mean, it seems fun, like, you know, at least it's better than sitting at a computer screen, let's just say that.
That's true. Have you ever been on a ride along before?
No.
Well, having so many uncles who are cops, I've been on a couple. I mean, it's fun, you know?
It's cool. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing. Hopefully it's not a boring one.
Yeah. Did you ever see... So you saw the episode of Seinfeld where they go to L.A. to find Kramer, right? That was like in the beginning of season 4. I always loved when Jerry and George reached out to the police to tell them, like, you know, oh, we know Kramer's not the murderer, and he's just riding, and they're both riding in the back of the cruiser as they, like, pick up... like
that
another guy.
Yeah.
And I love how, like, obnoxious they were being to the cops, and like they were, like, flipping on the sirens and stuff, and the cops had to yell at them.
I don't know, maybe
think of that.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a PSA for you guys.
What is that PSA?
This is about discovering nature, and I feel like it's good because it's the summertime and it's probably the best time to discover nature. Remember your childhood memories when you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Forest.
Forest. Lots of trees.
We like trees.
You like Forrest Gump.
I know. I do like that movie. You don't like that movie.
I don't, and I'm pretty sure that's another thing that... I'm going to assume your dad likes that movie because everyone likes that movie.
Yeah, one second. Dad, do you like that movie? Do you like Forrest Gump?
Is that going to be another thing that...
That you disagree on, but I disagree on with that with you. I like it. I think it's solid.
I can't with that movie.
No, okay, whatever. I can understand why you don't like it. I just like it.
Okay.
Because it checks off all my boxes, honestly. Because...
What boxes are those?
It's funny. It's happy. It's sad. It's historical. And...
Yeah, I learned a lot about Forrest Gump I didn't read in history books, like all the things he was there for, you know.
No, I meant that it had something to do with the Vietnam War.
I know, I was being smart.
I know, you're being annoying.
I was. Like usual.
Yeah, he's not happy. Yeah, I think he's just going to hate you.
I mean, I hope not, but I understand, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, why? What is the specific reason why you don't like? Do you think it's cheesy?
Yes, I think it's obnoxious. I don't know. I just like that's just a movie that I just from the very beginning I just don't really like. I don't hate every single aspect of it. Like, I actually like Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan. I think I like
Lieutenant
him.
Dan's
but like,
a good character.
Yeah, like I'll agree
and
with
Bubba.
That. What's up?
And Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't know. I just can't. Those types of movies
are
very.
Here's your redeeming
very
quality.
Hit or miss. What's up?
He said he better liked The Godfather.
Oh, of course.
Everyone.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course. So. Those, especially one and two, are masterpieces.
There you go. That just saved you a bit.
Yeah. No, definitely. Absolutely. Godfather. How about Goodfellas? Is he like Goodfellas?
Probably. He likes anything to do with gangsters. I think he idolizes them.
Because here's the thing, like, The Godfather
no
1 and 2, extremely, extremely well-made movies, you know? Goodfellas, in my opinion, is more rewatchable, though. And, I mean, I probably prefer it. I'm not going to say which one's the better movie. I think they're all some of the best movies ever made. But I'm curious what he thinks on...
He thinks Godfather is the best movie ever created in Hollywood. So there you go.
Okay.
That he said
but I'm
that
just curious
multiple
what he thinks about
times.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
This is what I remember from him. He always says that Godfather and the original Star Wars are the best two movies ever.
I mean, they're both classics for sure.
Yeah, they're classics.
I think The Godfather is still number one on the IMDb top 250. It might not be, but... It also might be. It was at one point.
All right.
Because I don't know if you knew this,
oh,
but back
my,
in...
Oh, my mom hates the Godfather movies.
What? Did your dad know that?
Yeah, we were talking about it today, actually.
Oh, wow.
Because I had to, like, do that practice scene where he's like, it's not me, Kate, it's my family or whatever.
Wait, so it's not that she dislikes them, she hates them?
Yeah, she literally said hate.
Wow.
I'm getting live reactions.
I don't think I can
here.
Hate a movie that has, like... Al Pacino and Robert Duvall and all these great actors in it. I think just those alone make the movie good, even if the movie's like, even if like this, the writing or whatever is like subpar.
My mom said stereotypical. Well, you see, my parents knew people in the mafia.
they told me this.
Key, you know? They just kind of lived their lives and you didn't mess with it.
Do you like The Sopranos?
Oh, he loved The Sopranos. Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah. He said Goodfellas is the best, especially the opening scene.
Oh, the opening scene's awesome. Every single scene in that movie is awesome. The soundtrack is great. The cast is great. The writing is super sharp, like the directing. Oh my God, it's so good.
So, yeah, so you...
I could go on and on about that.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe we should have a gangster movie marathon.
Oh, I'd be super down for that. Let's do it.
Okay. We have so many
we'll
marathons.
We'll get some Francis Ford Coppola, some Martin Scorsese. We'll dabble with maybe some like Brian De Palma or what else? I don't know. There's others out there. But yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm getting so many texts from them. They're very enthusiastic. There you go, Danny.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
All right, you feel good now?
Yeah, I feel all right about that.
All right, so let's get back to the music here.
Let's do it. No, we
don't have much time.
No, but we got another request.
Yeah. I was going to play this song called Let's Dance to Joy Division because we played Joy Division, and it's a song by the Wombats, but it's not really that great of a song.
It's just relevant.
It's just relevant, yeah. So, like, let's skip that one and go to Mark's request, because Mark usually has some pretty solid requests, like that band Las Vegas. I like them.
I like them too. He's got good taste.
Yeah, well, he does, you know? He does stuff that's cool. I didn't know where I was going with that, Mark.
If you're listening, you do stuff that's cool.
I didn't know where I was going with that, so I just tried to finish the sentence. he's got like the movies and all that, so you know, he does cool things. So I figured it makes sense that you have good music taste.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're not wrong.
Usually, you know, I don't know. You know, it's late.
It is late, retired.
Yeah.
So the band that he requested is this band. I actually always like these guys. They're called Soul Asylum, and their famous song was Runaway Train. Runaway train, never gone back. Like, it was a decent song.
Yeah, that one.
But I like those guys. And I told Mark right after he requested this that I actually discovered them from watching Kevin Smith movies, because he put them in like a bunch of his movies. And I was like, oh, I like these guys. But I have not heard this track, and I'm excited to listen to it.
Yeah, let's go. And then I think, like, we'll come back and play you out.
Yeah, I think
because,
so.
Because, you know, it's already time to go. All right, let's do it.
We'll be right back.
think we're gonna say goodbye here. It's been a lovely show.
That it has.
Yeah.
It goes by too quick, as too always. Quick.
Yeah, it does go by super quick. It's like the fastest hour of the week.
It is.
Well, except when it's your show, then it's like the second fast. I mean, I don't know.
They both fast, go by pretty quick.
But I don't know. I didn't know how to phrase that. Because I just can't put sentences together right now.
Yeah, well, let's just say it like this. There are 2 hours of the week that are really, really fast. And for me, there are 40 that are super, super slow.
Yeah,
but
there's
that's
some
just
hours
that's just what working life is, you know?
Also, when I do the Studio B sessions, it's not like an hour, but like the show, they play for like between a half hour, 40 minutes, whatever. That goes very quickly. Because you're just, your mind is like, oh my God, what do I do now?
Oh yeah, but that must be really rewarding.
No, it is. It's really fun. Like, I really love directing it. It's fun. It's a lot, especially because, like, it's live directing, but I'm getting there. I'm learning it. The week before went really well, and I was like, oh yeah, this is good. It's good. Monday didn't go as well. My camera operators were not very experienced, but you know what? You live, you learn. I complained. We got it out of my system. So, you know, I didn't look at it today. I'm going to look at it tomorrow, and we'll fix whatever hiccups there were tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll fix it.
Yeah, we'll fix it. I'll find a way. There's ways to fudge footage, you know? You figure it out. So, yeah. There's always next week to do it, so.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. It's literally 10:59.
Yeah, we may as well just...
We just talked till the end.
We just did. We were going to play another song and we didn't.
Yeah, I know. We really suck. We're bad radio hosts. Depriving you of that music.
Hey, we're depriving ourselves of sleep. And in return, we deprive you guys of music.
Because we're mean. I like how we have those like moments of silence where we look at each other and then we laugh because we know whatever one of us just said was weird.
I like it.
Especially
too. I feel like that translates. You can tell in the silence.
Yeah, I feel like you can tell through the radio. Yeah.
We're looking at each other with giving us like funny faces or whatever, you know?
Yeah, or just like when I say weird stuff, you know, which is a